You're listening to KMSC with your 5 o'clock news with Abby Cook. You might be consuming an ingredient that you are unaware of, plastic. A recent study looked for microplastics within the human body. Microplastics are tiny pieces of plastic around the size of a grain of rice. The study found microplastics in stool samples of each test subject. This means each subject consumed and digested plastic, which might cause concerns. Aaron Bunker, physiology professor, commented concerns about microplastics in humans.
If they're small enough to get into the GI tract and then out of the GI tract and into your bloodstream, that's when you really need to start worrying about the effects on the body.
Bunker mentioned the study of microplastics is still a new topic and being explored. Moving from science news to an area on campus with paintbrushes and clay, Morningside art faculty showed their talent by displaying their work at Epley Gallery. The art faculty displayed artwork that complements what they teach in the classroom. A wide range of work is on display, from ceramics to illustrative posters. The show went up early October with a reception later of the same month. Terry McGaffin, head of the art department, commented her thoughts about the show.
A lot of the show is not different in terms of the kinds of work that we do as artists. I really like seeing new work by artists that I've seen their work for some time.
McGaffin went on to say that it's exciting to see the faculty's style evolve. The Morningside Art Faculty Show will be ending on November 9th. The Star of November for many people is the Star of Not Shaving for an entire month for charity. This is no different for Morningside's Alpha Omicron Pi, who are promoting their charity event for the Arthritis Foundation. Alpha Omicron Pi, Morningside sorority, is bringing back their No Shave November charity event for the Arthritis Foundation. The event has people nominated by others on campus to possibly shave their legs for charity. All of the nominated candidates must approve of the possibility of shaving off their leg hair. Only one of the nominated candidates will shave their legs, decided by the donations of the Morningside body. Maggie Ganley, one of the event organizers, commented on how to get involved.
We will have a table set up outside of the cafeteria in Olson sporadically throughout November so people donate money.
Ganley went on saying that there will be a sign posted to tell which candidate is leading. On November 29th, the winner will be announced and the candidate will have to shave their legs outside the cafeteria. And that's your 5 o'clock news with Abby Cook here on KMSC, the student voice of Morningside College.